Ever feel like you're facing a tough decision and you just wish you had like a cheat sheet, you know, like a guide for life's tough calls? Well, we're diving deep into some ancient wisdom that might help.
Yeah. We're opening up the book of James.
Oh, yeah. James
And
from.
trust me, it's a lot more practical than you might think.
Really?
James doesn't just preach at you.
Okay.
He gets down to the nitty-gritty of what we think and what we do impacts our lives.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we're focusing in on James chapter 1,
Yeah.
verses 5 through 8.
That's right.
And it's all about getting wisdom when you need it most, which is like all the time, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, James has kind of a surprising take on how we actually get that wisdom.
He does. He starts by calling out something I think we've all felt,
Okay.
that deer in the headlights feeling when some challenge hits you
Oh, yeah?
and you just don't know what to do.
Totally.
He calls this lacking wisdom.
Oh, I can relate to that for
Yeah.
sure. It's that feeling of being lost, you
Yeah.
know? Like you're about to make a wrong turn and you just know it.
Absolutely. And instead of leaving us stranded, though,
Okay.
James offers a solution.
All right, I'm ready.
Ask God for wisdom.
Okay, so it's not just about like throwing up a quick prayer and hoping for the best.
Right. It's not a one and done.
Got it.
James is really specific about how we ask.
Okay.
He says, ask in faith with no doubting.
So it's not just about believing in God. It's about
Yeah,
trusting him.
exactly.
I
It's
love that.
about that deep down confidence that he's not only able to give us wisdom, but that he actually wants to.
Like,
He's willing.
yeah.
Okay.
Think of it like going to a mentor you really trust.
Okay.
You ask them for help,
Yeah.
expecting that things are going to work out.
Yeah, that makes
But
sense.
yeah.
Yeah. So doubt is a roadblock to getting the wisdom we need. But honestly, who hasn't doubted?
Oh, absolutely. We
Yeah.
all have. And James knows that
Yeah.
because he paints this vivid picture of what a doubter looks like.
He compares them to a tiny boat caught in a hurricane,
Wow.
just being tossed around with no control.
That's intense.
It is.
So doubt doesn't just keep us from finding wisdom, it actually throws us completely off course.
Think about it. Doubt creates chaos inside us. And when our minds are chaotic, it's impossible to see clearly, to make good decisions,
Yeah.
to act wisely.
You just get swept up.
We become that boat in the storm.
Okay, so doubt equals inner turmoil,
Yes.
and inner turmoil leads to bad decisions.
Absolutely.
So basically, doubt sets us up for a bumpy ride.
Exactly. And remember, James is talking about these really tough situations where
Yeah.
we need wisdom the most.
So when we're already stressed and facing a challenge, that's when doubt can really hit us hard and mess things up.
Right, because now you're not just dealing with the problem itself, but you're also battling this internal storm of uncertainty.
Oh, God.
It's like trying to solve a complex math problem while you're riding a roller coaster.
Yeah, that sounds impossible.
It's not easy.
Okay, so James is basically saying we need an anchor in those storms.
Yes. Yeah.
We need that unwavering trust in God as our guide.
I love that. That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
It's about having a solid foundation. Because if we're constantly second guessing ourselves and second guessing God's goodness,
Right.
we're setting ourselves up for a rough time.
So it's not just about having the right answers.
Yeah.
It's about being in the right place mentally and spiritually to even receive them.
Exactly. Now, that might make you think God's being stingy with his wisdom
Okay.
or holding out on us,
Right.
but James actually says the opposite.
Oh, really? So how does he describe God?
He portrays God as incredibly generous, someone who loves to give freely and is always ready to share his wisdom. He's not keeping score, waiting for us to mess up.
That's really reassuring.
Yeah.
So the problem isn't with God, it's with us.
Yeah.
We get in our own way with all that doubt and uncertainty.
It's like God is standing there with a treasure chest full of wisdom, just waiting for us to ask. But we show up with our hands in our pockets, too worried to even reach out.
Wow.
And that really highlights how our inner state, our
I bet.
level of trust,
Yeah.
directly affects our ability to get and use wisdom.
So if doubt is like the storm, how do we find that anchor of trust?
Right.
It's easy to just say, like, just have faith,
Yeah.
but how do you actually do that?
That's the million-dollar question.
Especially when you're like right in the middle of something tough.
Yeah, and I don't think there's a magic formula.
Okay.
But James points us in the right direction.
Okay.
He reminds us about something crucial about God.
Okay.
His generosity, his willingness to give.
Okay, so instead of like obsessing over all our doubts and fears,
yeah,
we can shift our attention to God's goodness.
Exactly.
Almost like looking for proof,
yeah,
of his faithfulness in our own lives.
You got it. And you know what? That's not just some feel-good advice.
Oh, really?
There's actually research.
Get out.
That backs this up.
Really?
Yeah. I'm listening.
There's a growing body of evidence.
Okay.
That shows the power of gratitude.
Okay.
And positive thinking.
Interesting.
On our well-being.
Okay.
Even on our decision-making.
Wow. So by focusing on God's goodness, we're not just like boosting our faith.
Mm.
We're actually rewiring our brains for wisdom.
It's wild.
Yeah. That's amazing.
These ancient spiritual principles are being validated by modern science.
I love that.
Yeah.
But okay, let's be real.
Okay.
Isn't some doubt just natural?
Sure.
I mean, life throws curveballs.
It does.
Things happen that shake us up. How can we be completely doubt-free?
You bring up a great point. I don't think James is saying we have to be like robots,
right,
zero doubts.
Right.
It's more about recognizing doubt as a signal.
Like a check engine light.
Exactly.
Okay.
So instead of ignoring it.
Or freaking out.
Yeah. Or pretending it's not there.
Yeah.
We pay attention to it.
So doubt is an indicator that maybe we need to like pause.
Yeah.
Do a little self-check.
Yes. Are we letting fear take over?
Okay.
Have we gotten disconnected from God?
Interesting.
Maybe we need to spend some time reconnecting.
Yeah.
Reminding ourselves of his truth and faithfulness.
So it's not about beating ourselves up for having doubts.
Uh-huh.
But seeing them as a chance to realign ourselves with God's truth.
I like that a lot.
Right.
It's about actively combating those doubts with reminders of God's faithfulness.
Hmm.
Shifting our focus from the problem to the solution. From the wind and the waves to the anchor that holds us steady.
I like that analogy. You know, that reminds me of a time.
Tell me what happened.
Well, a few years ago, I was facing a really tough decision.
Okay.
About my career.
Okay.
I had this amazing opportunity.
Cool.
But it would have required a huge leap of faith.
Oh, why?
Moving my whole family across the country.
That's a big one.
And I was full of doubt, going back and forth, feeling paralyzed.
Yeah, I can imagine. What helped you move forward?
Honestly.
Yeah.
It was prayer.
And remembering all the times that God had come through for me, big and small.
Okay.
And as I did that, something shifted.
Really?
Those doubts started to shrink.
Wow.
Compared to the evidence of God's goodness.
You literally trained your mind to focus on the positive.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But it made all the difference.
That's so encouraging.
And you know what? I made the move.
Okay.
And it was one of the best decisions of my life.
Wow. So it really shows how powerful it is to just change your perspective, to choose faith over fear.
Absolutely.
But okay, let's say we've done all that.
Okay.
We've asked for wisdom. We're working on trusting God.
Yeah.
How do we know if we've actually gotten it?
Right.
What does it even feel like?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we move from the receiving part to the doing part.
Oh, so it's not enough to just have a head full of knowledge.
Right.
We need to let it guide our actions.
Absolutely. James is all about putting wisdom into practice.
So wisdom is about making good choices.
Okay. So applying wisdom means translating those choices into action.
Okay.
It's about aligning our actions with our values, our beliefs.
Right.
And ultimately with God's will.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard to know what the wise choice even is, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Life is complicated.
Yeah. And that's why James spends so much time in his letter talking about specific behaviors.
Like what?
Things like controlling our speech, showing kindness, resisting temptation.
Oh, okay.
He's showing us what wisdom looks like in our daily lives.
Okay, so if we're wrestling with a decision,
yeah,
maybe a good place to start is asking ourselves,
mm-hmm,
what would a wise person do? What choice lines up with God's character and my own values?
I just love that. It's like holding up our choices to the light of wisdom,
yeah,
and seeing which ones shine the brightest.
And remembering that seeking wisdom is a journey,
yeah,
not a destination.
It's not a one-time thing.
Right. We're always learning, growing, refining our understanding.
And maybe that's where the adventure really begins.
Okay, so we've talked about recognizing doubt and seeking wisdom and putting it into practice.
Right.
But what does that actually look like?
Yeah.
In everyday life?
Right.
Like, it's easy to get lost in the theory,
mm-hmm,
but how do we make this wisdom stuff real?
That's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bridging the gap.
Right.
Between head knowledge,
yeah,
and actually doing it.
Right.
And James gives us some clues.
Okay.
Some practical handles.
I like that.
Or grab onto.
All right. Let's hear it.
He's big on not just hearing the word, but actually doing something with it.
So like wisdom's not a trophy. You don't just put it on a shelf.
Right.
It's a tool you use.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about translating that wisdom into action,
mm-hmm.
aligning our choices with what we know to be true.
And for James, that alignment goes beyond just our own values.
Yes.
It's about tapping into God's will for our lives.
That's right.
So it's not just about making smart choices. It's about making choices that reflect something bigger, something wiser than ourselves.
I love that. It's like our individual choices
become
part of a larger tapestry
woven
together with God's purpose.
Okay. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So how do we actually figure out God's will
in
those everyday moments?
Right.
Sometimes it feels like, I don't know, trying to read tea leaves or something.
I get it, but I don't think it has to be that mystical.
Okay.
Remember how James talks about those specific behaviors?
Okay.
Like controlling our anger,
helping
those in need, resisting temptation.
Yeah.
That's where the rubber meets the road.
So wisdom isn't this abstract concept floating around.
Yeah.
It's about how we treat each other.
Yes.
How we deal with challenges.
That's right.
How we live out our faith in real, tangible ways.
I love that those everyday actions become little wisdom workouts.
Okay. Little workouts. I like that.
They're building up our spiritual muscles.
Yeah, makes sense.
And over time, that consistency shapes our character, makes us more receptive to God's guidance.
So if I'm like trying to make a tough decision, maybe a good first step is to just pause and ask, what would a wise person do here? Does this choice line up with God's character? With my values, with the kind of person I want to be?
That's a powerful question.
And remembering that seeking wisdom, it's a lifelong thing.
It is.
It's not a one and done.
We're constantly learning,
growing,
refining our understanding.
And maybe that's the key takeaway here.
I think you're right. Wisdom isn't something we stumble upon. It's something we cultivate.
Yeah.
And the best part is the more we trust God, the more he gives us that wisdom.
So it's like this amazing cycle.
Yeah.
Trust leads to wisdom.
Mm.
Wisdom leads to good choices.
Right.
Good choices lead to a good life.
And it all points back to a closer relationship with God.
And that leaves us with a final thought for you, our listener. How can you grow that unshakable trust in God that unlocks his wisdom? How can you become someone who not only asks for wisdom, but is ready to receive it, to use it, and to let it change your life?
That's the adventure.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found some tools to help you on your journey toward wisdom.